kind of take us through the moment of death. What do we see on the other side?
Each individual has a very individualistic, experience because everyone is different. I can tell you from my experience, I had a near-death experience several years ago before I wrote this book, which is interesting because maybe that's why I had the experience. I don't know. But in my experience, and as Spirit has described it over 25 years, there seems to be a sense of when you leave the body, there's no pain whatsoever. Now, leading up to death, such as a cancer or something that really tears the body apart, yes, there could be pain involved with that for sure. But the actual moment where the spirit leaves the physical body, there is no pain whatsoever. And in my experience, I had food poisoning, and I blacked out. My head hit the sink in the bathroom. My popped right out of my body, and it was something just seemed very natural out of my body. And I was very aware, very conscious, and I looked down, and I was on the floor, and blood was everywhere, and I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't say those words, but I saw it in my head. And I knew at that moment, too, an instantaneous sense of this is not the end of my life. This is something going on. And I was very aware of, if you will, an openness of consciousness, a different sense of consciousness, a sense of oneness. Spirit will often talk about when they step out of the body, when they step out of the physicalness, they realize, number one, that they're much greater than the physical body, that they were so limited here in this physical vessel. The physical vessel is very so limiting to who we really truly are. And there's a sense, number one, of peace, a sense of that many have described in near-death experience as well, a sense of peace, a sense of tranquility, a sense of, oh, I'm glad this is over. There seems to be, we're always met by our loved ones, We never die alone. No one ever dies alone. I don't believe in accidents. I think, again, in divine timing. Everyone goes to their memorial services and their funerals, as I know you've had a guest, Marianne Wachowski, a friend of mine.
She's
spoken many times about that they often go to their own funerals and memorial services, and that's very, very true. I do believe that there is a sense of a light, if you will, or a tunnel. In my experience, I just had light all around me. I didn't have the tunnel experience, but I certainly had a sense of a cousin who came in front of me who passed away 30 years before of suicide. And I had not seen her since, which is interesting, considering I'm a medium.
Right.
And she looked at me, and I knew right away. I said, what's going on here? In my mind, telepathically, I said, am I? And she says, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And sure enough, I came right back into my body. And as soon as I got back in the body, I felt the pain. My head was in pain. But I knew that also that sense when I was out of the body, there was that sense of a oneness, if you will, the sense that we do all belong, that there's a tether. If you want to say from our heads, is I got a sense of a tether. My experience is like this universal tapestry, and that each one of us has a tether at the top of our head, which touches that tapestry, and we're all connected. And our thoughts color that tapestry accordingly. So if we have good thoughts, the tapestry is brighter. A darker thought sphere, colors are muted and darker. And there's that sense. There's also a sense that when they go outside of this three-dimensional world, there is no such thing as time. So they're outside of time. Time does not exist as we know it here. It is not linear. It seems in their dimension or their dimensions where they're at that there is a sense of time being experiences, and they can measure things by experiences. They know it's a birthday or they know it's a holiday by what you do on Earth. They follow you. They see you doing certain things. And there's also, and when you pass out of the physical body into the spirit realms, a life review. There seems to be a life review where in that level, if you had lived 80 years in the physical world, in that level, 80 years can be like seconds over there. And you experience it from 10, 20, 30 times stronger from another person's point of view. So if you went to a store one day and you were in a bad mood and yelled at that person, and that person went home and yelled at their family and so forth, you will feel how that person felt when you yelled at them, when you did something bad to them, when you said something, when you thought something. You receive all the thoughts, all the feelings that you gave to another human being, and you have to feel them. Stronger. So people say, well, is that heaven or hell? Depending on what you did, how you thoughts, words, and deeds. Were you giving positive, loving, compassionate thoughts and acts of kindness? Or were you hateful? Were you trying to get over on somebody? Were you trying to be greedy? Whatever it is, hateful, you will have to forgive yourself for being that way. And you can imagine in this world, in the physical world, it's hard. We do something bad. We don't not please, but how we did something to somebody, and it goes around in our head over and over again. Imagine when you're in a dimension where there's no time, and all you have is a mental thought that goes over and over and over again.
Do they know that they've died, those people who pass on, let's say, in a hospital, as opposed to someone tragically?
Yeah, this is so something with that. You know, I know that Marianne Wachowski and I disagree on this. From my experience, it seems that most people know they've passed out of the body, no doubt about it. But I've also found in my work, my research and the work I've done, that depending on the emotional charge of the death, at the time of the death, let's say it's a war sometimes. Let's say it was a quick killing. Sometimes they don't realize that they're dead. I've had that many times. Many hauntings, it seems that some spirits don't realize they've passed out of this dimension into another dimension. And some people think that death is such a big thing that they're waiting for this big experience to happen, and it doesn't. It's just a natural stepping out of the body. And so they don't believe they're dead. They don't believe they're dead. I remember last week I was working with this lady, and her mother-in-law passed away. And I knew the mother-in-law on the earth, and she was didn't really believe too much. And the mother-in-law's son came through, and I said, "How is Florence, your mother who passed last year?" He said, "She's behind the veil. She doesn't believe I'm alive." Now, this is the lady who's dead.
Jeez.
And she doesn't believe her son is also dead, who's alive. She doesn't believe it. So she's still on a level, if you will. There are many, many levels. And she is on a level, if you will, where she's still kind of recuperating, if you will, or adapting to the spirit side of life.
In denial?
In denial. You know, whatever you think, you will get. So if you think you're not dead, you're going to be in a place where kind of a slumber state, if you will.
And you believe in reincarnation, James?
Oh, I totally believe in reincarnation. I totally believe we have free will, we have free choice to come back, not only on this earth, but many different places, many different galaxies, planets, different forms of life, to come back and to have experience or experiences. And I think not only for ourselves, but maybe to come back to teach others and help others as well. Maybe we come back. But I do believe it's our choice. I don't think we're forced to come back. I do believe also, George, we tend to come back with group souls, likes and souls who've experienced many times on this earth or other places,
right,
experiences before.
We learn from them, don't we?
We learn from each other always. We learn from each other. And this is interesting, too. The spirit people learn from us on the earth, too. They'll often say, thank you for doing this certain thing. I watched how you dealt with this certain situation, and you taught me how to be more peaceful with this, or taught me about compassion or patience. And they'll often talk about that. Very interesting.